From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pope Francis concludes a four-day visit to Cuba, heads to the United States. Pope Francis travels to the U.S. Tuesday for his first visit as head of the Roman Catholic Church. The Reverend Brian Lucas, General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, spoke of a likely key message the Pope brings.
I think he will want to give a message that's not simply a message for the American people. It's a message for humanity, and I think he will build on what he said in Laudato Si. He'll talk about some of those fundamental ethical imperatives. You know, why is it that our world is being torn apart by conflict, by violence, where we've got this massive movement of people coming into Europe at the present time who are fleeing persecution or who are looking for an opportunity for a better life? What is it about we as humans and the way we relate to each other that allows these things to happen? I think that will probably be a key message.
The Pope will make stops in Washington, Philadelphia, and New York before arriving late Monday from Santiago. The Pope celebrated Mass in the eastern Cuban city Holguín, telling tens of thousands to overcome resistance to change. In Burkina Faso, the army converged on the capital Ouagadougou Monday with the aim of disarming the presidential guard, which seized power last week, before voters head to the polls next month to elect a new civil administration. This anti-coup protester called the army's approach national liberation. Meanwhile, the leader of the coup, General Gilbert Diendera, has apologized, saying he plans to hand over power to a civil administration. The general said he'll step down at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States and said the junta is allowing, therefore, the release of the interim prime minister, who has been under house arrest since the coup last Wednesday. This is VOA News.